Let's now take a look at some municipal bonds. And again, this was in the depths of the Great Recession, so let's take a look at the Capistrano California Unified School District and the Poway Unified School District. Now, these are special tax bonds that are tied to the property taxes inside the school district. And what we find is both of these are selling at a discount. The Capistrano bonds are selling at $893.66. Remember, they originally sold for $1,000. The Poway bonds are selling for $648.78, so they're selling for a lot less than $1,000. And because they're selling at a discount, the yield to maturity is higher than the coupon yield. Remember, the coupon yield is what they pay. In this case, 5%, $50, actually $25 twice a year. But because investors are frightened at what's going on in the housing market, they have sold the bonds at any price. In this case, they had to have a $17 discount. Right. But notice that these are AA rated, and they're insured. So they have fallen far, far less than the Poway bonds, which are not rated and not insured, and Poway is not San Juan Capistrano. Very different property values, right? And so investors are so frightened by these bonds that they have dumped them to the point where they're selling at a huge discount, $648.78. So your yield to maturity is 8.6%. And remember, that's federal and state tax-free. They're muni bonds, so they're federal tax-free. And because we're California residents, the state of California says, cool, you know, we won't charge you income tax on the bonds that you buy that are in the state of California. Notice that these were callable in 2015. Remember, this is February 2009. Callable at par. So the San Juan Capistrano California Unified School District could call these bonds in. Notice that there's a $25,000 minimum. Yes, do we small investors buy these things? No. They're for the well-heeled, yes, indeed. In fact, the governing board, when they were talking about the bonds for Southwesterns, the Proposition AA, the Proposition R, and the Proposition Z, they were saying, we have to educate the community so they can buy our bonds. And I had to hold back a smirk and a sniggle, and I wasn't going to burst a little bubble. No. Most of the people in the South Bay do not buy these bonds. It's Rancho Santa Pe and La Jolla and Well Heeled districts. Yes, indeed. So these bonds became callable just a few months, well, 6 months later, 7 months later in September of 2009. But see, they had to pay a $1,030. They have to pay a $30 call premium. So does that make sense? Okay, let's watch what happens. Oh yeah, by the way, in Chapter 10, we're going to see how to calculate the taxable equivalent yield, and you're going to see that for people in the top tax bracket, these things are unbelievable. 15% they're paying. But people were afraid that the Poway Unified School District was going to go bankrupt, so they stayed away from them. So now let's go down to June of 2010, a little over a year and 4 months later, 5 months later, and we have to use FINRA because Yahoo just doesn't work anymore. And notice that the prices have firmed up, $815, $889, $830. So they're still selling at a discount, right? They're still selling less than $1,000, but people are not as afraid anymore. And notice the yields have come down from 8.6% to 6.6, 5.8, 6.9. The yields have come down. The prices have gone up. This is the inverse relationship. Now we go to October of 2010, and we see that look at that. The prices are approaching. Some are very close to par, $1,000. And the yields, of course, have come down to the point where they're very close to what the coupon yield is. Now, if we go to March of 2011, what happened? The prices fell again. What happened? Well, at the end of 2010, a very influential bond analyst from Oppenheimer Funds, Meredith Whitney, that's her name, yeah, Meredith Whitney, she was on 60 Minutes, and she said, all these munis, all these muni bonds are going to become worthless. There's going to be full-scale bankruptcies throughout the country, and all these muni bonds are going to be worthless. And she was absolutely wrong. I mean, a few, we had some bankruptcies, Stockton, California, San Bernardino, Detroit. But no, there weren't wholesale bankruptcies. So, but people still listened to her and sold their bonds. And, of course, they turned out that 6 months later, they had jumped back up. Now, sometimes you get something like this. $215. Something's not right there. So that's bad data. Just ignore that. But notice that the prices are back up, not to par yet. There, again, that's another bad data. But if we just now go to March of 2012, we see that some of them are actually selling at par or a little bit above, and others are pretty darn close, $986, $973, $117, right? That's March of 2000, and if we go to October of 2012, I'm sorry, March of 2012, October 2012, many of them are selling at above par, at $1,007, $1,038, $1,044. You see? And, of course, now the yields are less than the coupon rate because you have to pay more than $1,000 to get them. So now if we go to March of 2015, we find that, whoopee, prices, make this a little bit bigger and move it over, and we find that prices have really risen, $1,160, $1,075. So you see, those people who bought at $648, they could sell their bonds at a tremendous capital gain, but they don't have to. They can just continue to clip the coupon and earn the interest tax-free at the federal level, tax-free at the state level. And if we look at today, October 2017, we'll see that, you got to make that bigger. We'll see that the prices have firmed up even more in some cases, and a few have gone down a little bit, not much. So interest rates have ticked down a little bit. But still, they're still very, very low, generationally low, folks. Their interest rates are at, you have to go back to the Great Depression, right, to see interest rates this low. So they're going to come back up again, right? Sure they are, right, when the economy improves. Well, we'll see. We'll find out. That's why they call it the future. Anyway, so your assignment, of course, is to go look for some bonds. Look for some Southwestern bonds. Read the instructions carefully. Look for some Poway bonds or whatever municipal entity you are interested in. Because there are literally thousands of bonds. The bond market is far larger than the stock market, and that's the way it should be. See ya! Did I have any postscripts? I had a postscript in the last one. No, that's it. That's it. Got to check them out. Check them out. Who knows? You might become a bond guru. You might find that you really do like bonds. I'm not a big bond fan. See ya! This time for real.